The British Conservative Party leadership hustings are underway in Belfast this lunchtime. Foreign Secretary Liz Truss and former Chancellor Rishi Sunak will take part in an hour-long session. The polls have so far indicated that Ms Truss is leading in the race ahead of Rishi Sunak. Our reporter Tommy Mescal has been watching the exchanges over the last little while. I think they kicked off around 1 o'clock. Tommy, what have they been saying so far?
Yes, well, they're still ongoing, Brian, and Liz Truss has just stepped off the stage and Rishi Sunak has just stepped on. The hustings, they're an hour long. Each candidate gets about a half an hour each and they take questions from the audience. And so far across the UK, the hustings have been largely dominated by the cost of living crisis. But I think today was seen as an opportunity for the candidates, Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak, to discuss in more detail their policies in relation to Northern Ireland and namely the protocol and the restoration of the executive. A lot of Conservative Party members here would be involved in business in Northern Ireland, therefore they'd have a keen interest in the protocol and would feel that it's damaging in terms of trade between Britain and the North. We know Liz Truss has taken the lead on the protocol bill in her capacity as Foreign Secretary. It's progressing through Parliament. Today she was quick to state that she's determined to deliver on that bill in full, as she said. She's also determined to address the issue of legacy too, and asked if she'd be willing to accept a further compromise from the EU in relation to the protocol, which might not be in line with the protocol bill, but might go some way in appeasing people's concerns. She didn't say no, but she did outline her priorities again, those being free-flowing trade, UK courts being the ultimate arbitrator, and sorting out the regulatory system. I think it's likely that Rishi Sunak will probably reaffirm his opposition to the protocol. We haven't heard from him yet. As I said, he's just after jumping up on stage.
Now, this is a sold-out event, we're told, but the membership of the Conservative Party in Northern Ireland is pretty small.
Yes, the Conservative Party won't comment on exactly how many members they have here. It's thought to be around 500 to 600. And then the party overall across the UK has over 160,000 members. So obviously the proportion in Northern Ireland is very small. Conservatives do contest the elections here, though, in the North. They tend to perform quite poorly. Nevertheless, the candidates clearly think it's important to be seen here, to reaffirm their commitment to this part of the UK. And the protocol will be one of the issues that the new Prime Minister will obviously have to contend with. So in terms of votes, yeah, Northern Ireland might be insignificant, but the candidates feel it's important to incorporate it into their campaigns.
I suppose every vote matters in a contest like this. It's the eighth of 12 leadership hustings. How long is left in this race, Tommy, and when are we likely to get a winner and a next British Prime Minister?
Well, the Conservative Party members would have received their ballots earlier this month, so they'll have the month of August to cast their votes. Many members here in the North, anyway, will probably wait until after today's hustings in Belfast before they make their final decisions. But we do know that Liz Truss certainly seems to have the edge overall. A recent poll has her over 20 points ahead of Rishi Sunak, which is interesting considering he was clearly the favourite in the early stages of this race. The results, Brian, will be announced on September 5th, so I think that's just less than 3 weeks away. And of course, then whoever is chosen as the new leader of the Conservative Party will ultimately take over from Boris Johnson and become the next UK Prime Minister.
Tommy Mescal in Belfast, thank you very much for that.